Good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and I'm so excited to be here. This is New Year's kickoff week. Yes. And I'm thrilled to be a part of this community. First of all, we're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, for 15 minutes of inspiration, to focus, of getting together, of feeling the energy of the team. This is a team of people. It's a movement. We're doing something about the health and about the financial wellness and about the personal transformation of our world. And I was thinking last night, there's so many crosswinds going on politically and in the energy in the field, and what an amazing opportunity to be a part of a group of people who are using all these crosswinds not to be bounced around in the world, but to use the wind like a little sailboat moving in a direction to help people, to empower people, to bring them back to their perfect health and physically and mentally and financially. So it's really an opportunity. So as I was thinking last night, I thought, just ignore it all, watch it, and ignore it all, and go on with what we're doing. Put our mind primary attention on empowering ourselves while empowering others with this amazing company. It's truly creating history. We're so fortunate to be here, especially at this time. And I want to say thank you to the man who's put this call together, that holds us together so we can come together every Monday through Friday. And I want to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Thank you, Udonna. Thank you. Gosh, all the energy on everybody calling in and where they're at and what's going on. It's so exciting. So, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. I know there's a lot going on today, but I promise that you're going to get something out of this call, this short time we have together. And it might come right now because you're about to take a deep breath. If you will, straighten up and really take your deepest breath of the day into your nose and hold it with me. One, two, three, breathe it in. Just hold that gift. Send some gratitude to someone. Send some gratitude to something. Send some gratitude somewhere and let it go. Yes. Oh, my gosh, I love deep breathing. And drinking, oh my gosh, I have to tell you what I drank real quick, but I'm going to drink my Knox right now. I'm so excited because Rhonda's going to, I think, make it on in the airport through or before security for today. I just want to say, though, again, in honor of pure gratitude to John Anderson, stepping up and stepping into his highest version to become a world-class formulator of health supplements. And for Jim and Kathy, for living at their highest level of bringing this forward, I did a 48-hour cleanse 2 days ago and then yesterday. And today, after yoga at 6 a.m. this morning, I had a vanilla chai, organic peanut butter, organic Adams, organic banana, organic, a little bit of organic peanut butter. Everyone you know deserves to do a 48-hour cleanse and then to drink that shake because it's spiritual. It's actually a spiritual experience. So anyway, I'm super excited. I'm so grateful in my heart for what we have and for someone that I learn from every time. She rocked a call yesterday. She's just beautiful, and she's brilliant, and she's living bold, and she is a multimillionaire, and she's a world-class trainer, and she's and we get to hang her all the time. Rhonda Collier, good morning.
Good morning, darling, and spiritual experiences are so yummy. I'm having a spiritual shake experience right now myself. My favorite one is, I'm crazy about all of them, but of course I go on these runs, right? I got my strawberry. I do 9 ounces of water. I like it a little thinner, and I put a shot of Ionix right in that, and it's so good. And then, of course, I take my vitamins because, you know, John Anderson taught Carlita Totes, who taught me that our vitamins are optional in our packages, but they're not optional to our body. So, amen to that. And good morning. I'm so excited. We're all heading out to New Year's kickoff. And And I, last week, was it last week I did the Zoom? I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about scheduling, because the Queen of Freedom, this is one of my nemesis, right? I mean, I really work with this, and I want to teach what I'm working on, what I've learned, what's working, what doesn't work around scheduling. And then I want to talk about Facebook Live for a minute. So let's just hit up scheduling. You know, I don't know how many times you guys have heard me say it, like the schedule sets you free. What, you're like, what the heck does that even mean, right? And I remember, I mean, it was years, Susan Sly's up there teaching me all about scheduling, and I'm like, no, not me. I'm the Queen of Freedom. I got into this business, so I don't have to have a schedule, you know, and I can roll and whatever. Okay, here, that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm just going to say that what's happened for me and almost everyone I know that doesn't have a schedule is this little tiny thing called overwhelm. And the way that the schedule crushes overwhelm, like absolutely annihilates it, it's very simple. Very, very simple, you guys. And a lot of you probably operate on a schedule, so I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm just talking to those of you that don't, okay? I'm talking to the rebels. I'm talking to the freedom seekers. I'm talking to the people who don't want a schedule, but you want freedom. And it's so crazy because it's the opposite of what I thought. And so when I don't have a schedule and I am, let's say, at the gym, or I am, let's say, on my bike riding down PCH, or I am whatever, you fill in the blank. When I don't have a schedule, in my mind is all the things I need to do. I need to make those calls. I need to follow up with that person. I need to send that email. I need to work on that trip. I got to book that airline ticket. That's crazy making. It's all hanging out there with me on the bike ride. It's all hanging out with me at the gym, and it makes me feel overwhelmed, and I can't even be in the moment. I can't fully be present, fully enjoy whatever it is I'm doing. If I'm out to dinner, or I'm at the movies, or if I'm in my office, or whatever I'm doing, there's always all these other things that I need to do. Now, when they're on the schedule, in my mind, they're handled. Oh, yeah, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to sit down and work on that trip. At 6 o'clock, I'm going to sit down for 2 hours and prospect and do all my follow-up calls. At 8 o'clock, I'm going to do my Facebook Live. So from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I can do my bike ride and be at a level of peace. The schedule sets me free. I resist it a lot. So I just wanted to share that, and especially right now, because it's like, right, game on. 90-day game plan's kicking up. We're going to New Year's kickoff. We're going to come out of there. We're going to have all kinds of new stuff. We're going to be fired up. And without the schedule, I'm going to be experiencing that level of overwhelm constantly. And it just doesn't feel good. And it's so easy to get rid of it. So I wanted to talk about that, Len. And then Facebook Live, oh, my gosh. Congratulations to everyone who's out there doing it. In my playing the field with the pros and in my Isogenix basic training, I've been sharing some stuff. I've been discovering like the certain lights I'm using and the microphones I'm using and, you know, an external microphone that plugs in to the phone, but it's got like this long cord. It's got this little lapel clip on, like you look like the newscaster, but they don't see it because it's black. If you were black, they won't even see it there, but it's going to give you a quality of audio. And this is one of the things that Charlene was talking about. Like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, people are not going to stay on and listen to a poor quality audio. That means you've got wind in the background, you've got music or some kind of, you know, something, you know, in the background. They can't hear you clearly. They're out. Because it's, I don't know, whatever. That's what she said. So I got the microphone, right? And the light is beautiful. It's this little clip-on light that you can just go by, and it gives you, you look 20 years younger with this light on. And then I got this little stand that holds my phone, and you want your phone, what's the word? Horizontal, not vertical. There, took me a moment. You want your phone horizontal when you're taping yourself. It doesn't really matter on Facebook Live that much if you film yourself with your phone up, because on when people are watching Facebook Live on their phones, which most of them are, it's just going to show up square no matter how you've got your phone positioned. But if people are watching your video later on their computers or their laptops or on YouTube and you film it vertical, you're going to have that skinny little video with then the black stuff on the sides, and it just looks like you don't know what you're doing. So set it sideways, horizontal. The thing that's really been cool, Len, is I think I got over 2,500 views on my video I did the other day, which is crazy. And I had like 181 comments on it. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, that shit is going to crank up your you know, it's going to put you in the, what's that thing called, you know, the algorithm. So it's really cool. But one thing I learned, Lenny, is that my Facebook, and I've done a couple other Facebook Lives, shorter ones, just in the moment, just feeling the inspiration and going for it. But what I'm noticing is those aren't as powerful. And everything I've read has said, like, plan it out, like, sit down, be longer than 10 minutes, right? We think, what? No. Because it just takes time for people to find you. And, you know, do not start a Facebook and sit there and wait for people to get on. Because 90% of your audience is going to be watching that later, and they are not going to sit there, and they don't want to sit there and wait for your friends to get on your video. When they watch your video, they want to watch you go now. You understand? So it's, you know, what I'm learning and what I'm seeing with the people that are doing these is, oh my gosh, this one girl, I couldn't believe it, Lenny. She had like 3,000 people on her Facebook Live or something. And what she did is she just, boom, get right into it. And of course, your major content, the stuff that you're going to really deliver, that's going to wait, okay? But you're not going to wait. You're going to get into talking and, you know, maybe tell a funny story, you know, whatever, just go. And then reiterate a few, like a minute in, reiterate what you're going to teach. When you're going to show up and bring the goods on Facebook Live, if you tell them what you're going to teach them, then you teach them what you're going to teach them, and then you remind them what you taught them. And so when you go on and you get start talking, you don't want to wait, you want to get into it, then a minute into it, reiterate kind of like what, you know, what you're going to teach, what you're talking about, and then like another minute into it or 2 minutes into it, just take a moment and reiterate and, you know, bring the people up to speed who did get on, you know, a few minutes into it, right? And then after you got, you know, you'll get a flow with it. Like when I was doing my other one that was like a 20-minute or 30-minute long Facebook Live when I was talking about losing my house, my investment house, my investment property, and what I did, when I did that, you know, somewhere through towards the end or, you know, three-quarters of the way in, I reiterated a little bit at the beginning of the story for those that had maybe missed it, but just quick and, you know, moving on, you know. And so that's Facebook Live, and it's remarkable what's happening, you guys. It really is remarkable that people, I mean, I'm already signing up people from Facebook Live, and, it, you know, just like anything, you guys, you know, you are going to get better at it. Every master was once a disaster, but the things I'm learning, Lenny, like prepare what I'm going to talk about, like take 3 bullet points of something you want to talk about. Maybe it's, you know, what Isagenix has done for your life. You know, maybe you want to get on and that's going to be a big, you know, broadcast for you. So if you're going to talk about 3 things, write it down, you know, and then think about your story about prior to Isagenix and kind of share, you know, what was going on in your life, what was painful, what was difficult. People like to see people overcoming things. People like to see people with their face, their nose up against their nemesis. People like to see people on the hero's journey because everyone's going through something. And if you talk about this thing that you went through and how you made it and how something helped you, whether it's a book you read or a product you took or a phone call you had or whatever it is, whatever you did to get through it or whatever you're doing to get through it, then people are like, they have hope, they have connection, they trust you, you're real, you're not just this perfect little Facebook thing that's just running around the world having an amazing life. No, you have challenges too. And, you know, that's what it's about. So I don't know, Len. I'm having fun with it. The one that I did that I really prepared for it has by far been my most successful Facebook Live to date. So I'm going to do another one of those. And what I did, just so you guys know, Lenny, and tell me if this is just for me. Like, I had to do this, right? That day that I was like, okay, today's the day I'm going to do it. In the morning, I said, I'll be on Facebook Live tonight. I hope you guys can be on. And then in the afternoon, I posted again, I'll be on Facebook Live in a little bit. I hope you guys can be on. And then 45 minutes before I went on, I said, I'm going live in 45 minutes. And that just kept me, like, to the accountability, right? That made sure I was going to show up and do it and not just, like, whip out or whatever, you know, let my story take over and do something else. And so that's what I'm going to do going forward, too. So that's about it, I think. I don't even know what time it is now.
I swear to you, I'm so grateful. I don't know if I know everyone else must feel like this. We get our own, like, superb, brilliant Facebook Live training, like, right here. And it's all spot on. It's, like, world class what you're downloading. It's amazing. It's so important.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I'm studying it a little bit, and, you know, I could do a lot more of it, that's for sure. And it is about that consistency, you guys. It really is. And, you know, because thinking.
Well,
like,
I love how you have already now, by doing it, you have what's worked best for you and the things that one woman that you went to the greatest, you know, trainers in the world meeting at. I mean, she's pretty much one of the experts, and the things she's saying are seeming to be coming true, right?
Right.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. And people want to know how you got over that thing, you know? And I think sometimes, even if it seems so silly to us, it's not silly, right? Just to be able to put your nose on something, right up to the nemesis, and go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, I want to go back, though, just for a second, because this scheduling thing, oh, my gosh, you are on it. I'm going to quote you, schedule crushes overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
That is so beautiful. That is, like, true freedom when you're on that bike ride and you know that, you know, you did the thing at 11, you're doing another thing at 6, and you're doing this and that, and or whatever the week. God, that was just a beautiful nugget you downloaded for all of us today. Thank you. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. When I resist it so much, and when I do, I'm always like, okay, you know, you have two choices. You know, you want to be free or you want to have overwhelm. Freedom comes from a schedule.
Mm.
So.
Okay, girl. Well, I mean, this is really an exciting week, guys. And don't let the overwhelm of it all, like, forget to help you. You know, what I'm trying to say is remember to be in the moment, in the travel, at the airport, getting on the plane, just the more present, you know, it's just the more, because something's about to happen. The trajectory of what's happening, I am reading a book right now. I'm not going to get into it, like, because I don't have time, but there's nothing, there's no thing out there that is not, that didn't have a cause, every single thing. And so, like, who you meet, it's so straight up important that to be aware and to be ready to make that connection. And because, gosh, guys, don't we have a gift to give? We just have a gift. We have such a beautiful gift. I keep thinking about that. Just it's so beautiful. So with that, my friends, Rhonda, thank you for taking the time to jump on this morning. See you soon. And everybody, I know, like, people are calling from the airport and everything. And so just thank you guys for being here. And also, I thank you to Larry Fuchs for getting Personal Power Podcast back up and going. And gosh, I listened to a call from you, Rhonda. It was recorded. And one from Dave MacArthur on Personal Power Podcast. So I'll talk more about that as we move forward. But guys, thank you. And there's no Playing the Field with the Pros call today, Thursday, or Friday in honor of New Year kickoff, correct?
Correct.
I heard you say that yesterday, so I think you muted out. No, none of that. We are going to have this call on Thursday and Friday, but, you know, we'll talk more about that, but we'll be on tomorrow, and I think Casey's planning on it. So, guys, thank you. Let's just really do this. We got this. We love you. We see you. We believe in you. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isogenics, and let's